The WASDE report came out yesterday, and Kim, what was the impact on the industry?
Well, we're going to have to wait until Monday or Tuesday to see the impact. I think Monday will be the important market day. Mm-hmm. We got the numbers on Friday at 11. The market and the analysts are going to go over those numbers. They're going to compare them to what they have, and they're going to decide, you know, who's right, who's wrong, and what adjustments need to make. I think the big market day is going to be Monday to see what happens to our corn, sorghum, wheat, soybean prices.
Okay, we'll check in with you about that next week. Now, talking about wheat, last week you said that the price had been grinding to that $5 mark. Now, did we actually break that again?
Yeah, we broke $5. We said if we break $5, that we're going to challenge $5.20. If we can get through $5.20, go to $5.30. We went up to $5.21, tapped it, just barely threw it, and then by the end of the week, I think we had traders covering some long positions just before the report. You know, they drove the market back down. Again, like I said, Monday or Tuesday is going to be important days on where the wheat prices will break $5 on the bottom side. If it does that, I think it's going to go down and challenge that $4.80. If we go back up to that $5.20, if we can get through $5.20, you know, on say Tuesday or Wednesday, I think we could go up and get $5.40, but it's just going to depend on how the market goes over these numbers that we got yesterday.
This year has been kind of a chilly year for the price of corn. Where are we at right now?
Well, you know, you look at cash corn prices in Oklahoma, you know, $3.40 to $3.70, depending on locations. And like you said, that's low. You look at that December corn contract, it's right at that $4 level. At least it hit it about midweek this week. You know, if we can break through that $4, we can get a run out of corn again, and we're crunching through the numbers and seeing what's going to happen. If we go through $4, just like on wheat, you know, about 20 cent increments, I think that's what corn's moving in. If we can pop that four, we can get up to $4.20. Or if we stay at four, it's trading sideways between about $3.80 and four, or about a 20 cent price range on that sideways movement. Sorghum prices running 19, 20 cents less than corn. Remember last year when the Chinese were buying all the sorghum, we had sorghum at a premium to corn, where we're back to the normal market with sorghum being at a discount to corn.
Now let's change another crop here, soybeans. Where are we at?
Well, soybeans are where wheat and corn both are on short run up trends. We like that. Soybeans have just been moving in about a 40 cent sideways price pattern. They're on at the top side of that. If we could break out of it, we could get another 40 cents on beans. There's just not much excitement in soybeans right now. We'll have to see what happens the next couple of days. So whether we're going to continue sideways movement, I don't expect us to go much lower, or where we can break out of that and maybe get a little run in beans like we have in corn and wheat.
There just doesn't sound like there's much excitement in any of the commodities right now. Is it just that time of year?
I think that's just the market right now. You know, the corn and bean harvest are started. They're getting close to half done. They're analyzing what's happened. They're looking at the world demand. I think the good news is we do have short run up trends, even though they're grinding their way up slowly in the wheat and corn and soybeans. At least they're not going down or moving sideways. I think as we get through this harvest, Australia and Argentina are starting their wheat harvest in the next couple weeks and see what happens there. And of course, it's dry in Australia. There's some concern. I think that's part of the reason we've seen these higher prices. But we could have some impact, at least on the wheat prices, on what's going on in the southern hemisphere.
What do you have as far as information going for the wheat producer with all that wheat in the bin right now?
I think wheat producers just got to watch this market. I think they should sell a little bit on rallies. You know, we used to have the third and third and third, and I still like that if you've got that in place. If not, then I would probably set a price target about every 20 cents and just sell a little wheat here and a little wheat there. And I enjoy talking to those farmers that sold that third at harvest for $5.20 or $5.40, even though they're holding some wheat right now, at least they got a third of it sold at that good price.
Okay, thank you much, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.